way she feels about you. That's the way she feels about you, yeah. That's the way she feels about you.
Congratulate me. the Pride Show with your host, Tweeka Turner. Yeah, that's a... I love that song. Thanks, Tom, for sending that one to my attention. That's called Legends. Let's move on to number 8. Coming in at number 8 position on the House of Pride Top 10 Countdown, What Dreams Are Made Of. To the House of Pride Show with your host, Tweeka Turner. And I do believe we have our next artist on the phone with us live. Can you hear us?
Yeah, you sure do. Hi.
Hi, it's the one and only Marco Middlesex. Let me turn you up, Marco. How you doing today?
I am doing pretty darn good, you know. I live on a farm in Napa, so, you know, just busy doing the farm life thing and promoting the new single.
Yes, tell us about it. It's called Into Infinity.
Yes, Into Infinity. So I wrote the song actually quite a few years ago, and there was only ever the original production that I did, you know, with Leo Frappier.
Yes.
So I had, yeah, go ahead.
Shout out to Leo.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, there's been a couple of remixes done in the past, but there's a new DJ that I started to collaborate with recently named DJ Captivate, and he hails from the United Kingdom. So he's been listening to my stuff and said, you know, I would love to remix a couple of your original songs. So Into Infinity is the first one that he's remixed, and he's going to be remixing probably my most popular song, and you remember this one, Breath of My Life.
Yes.
So he's going to be doing his retro, techno, ambient, trancey, you know, yeah, vibe on it. Yeah.
Awesome. So what is the track that you sent me that we're going to be listening to today?
This is Into Infinity. This is the DJ Captivate 2026 remix.
I love it. And congratulations. You are in at a respect phone number 7 on the top 10 House of Pride countdown.
Wow. 7 with a bullet, eh? That's awesome.
Lucky number. Yeah. All right. Stay tuned. So why don't you do the honors coming in at number 7. Give us the announcement.
Sure. So coming in at number 7 with a bullet on the House of Pride Top 10 created by the wonderful Tweeka Turner is my new remix, yes. Into Infinity, by a remix by DJ Captivate. There you go.
All right, now you heard it here on House of Pride Radio. Thank you, Marco, and here is your hot track.
Thanks, love. Bye.
Bye-bye. you. Hold on 1 second. All right, we were listening to Infinity by Malcolm Middlesex. That's a big hit on the Pride Top 10 Countdown. But right now we have a guest live from the UK, the one and only, the very talented Belvedere Kane. Can you hear me?
Hello, Tweaker. It's Barry here. How you doing?
Hey, Barry. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you out of character today?
Am I out of character?
What is your... who is Belvedere Kane?
Belvedere Kane is the name of my project. So basically, all the music I made back in the 90s was released under that name.
Oh, excuse me. You know, I'm a drag queen with a drag name and a boy name. So I just assumed that was your persona.
It did start off as being a character. You are right. But by the time the record actually came out, it was a band. And... yeah, but when it started out, it was early 90s, and I was kind of performing as a kind of an Edward Scissorhands meets Shakespeare sister type character.
Gotcha.
But it evolved. By the time the single came out in 1996, it was a different beast.
Fabulous. And what city are you from in the UK? I'm curious.
I live in London,
ooh,
but I'm from Ireland.
Oh, you're from Ireland originally.
I'm from Ireland, yes. Yeah, sunny southeast. You're in San Francisco, Tweaker.
Do you come and visit sometimes?
I have been to San Francisco many times in the 90s as well, actually. My sister used to live there, and I love San Francisco.
Yeah, great city. I love your voice. Let's talk a little bit about your new track that's out now. It's on our charts, as a matter of fact. We'll be playing it. It is entitled Legends Forever Young. It has a great hook. You've got some elements of Dead of Alive music kind of mixed in the cake, so to speak. Can you tell us a little about how this project came to be?
Well, back in the 90s, around the same time I was doing my Belvedere Kane project, I was working at a studio called PWL, which was the home of the producers Stock, Aiken and Waterman. Oh. And I basically wanted to work in that building when I was a teenager living in Ireland. I wanted to get into that building and ended up working there. And I was also a massive fan of Dead or Alive. And by the time Dead or Alive obviously made all their massive hits with Stock, Aiken and Waterman, most of them in that building. But by the time I started working there, they'd left. But and they went off and made a few albums outside of the building. But they came back in 1994, and they needed somebody to help them make an album called New Cleopatra. And I was commandeered to do that job. And so it was basically a dream come true, because I was actually working with my teenage pop idols and became great friends with Pete and Steve. And we recorded that album in a very small room at the bottom of the building. And we were just left to our own devices. It was just the three of us, basically. And Lynn was there for most of the recording, Pete's wife. And we had a whale of a time for months on end. So it was basically, like I said, a dream come true. And they were very supportive of Belvedere Kane. And at one point at one of my gigs, Pete actually introduced me as one of his proteges. So it was a real pinch me moment. But obviously, when I've returned to Belvedere Kane recently, in more recent years, while I was getting all the tracks together, because these all came about because I found this case of old DATs that I had from the 90s, and I was digitizing them all, and that's when I kind of fell in love with the project again and decided that I should just put this music out, because it's just been lying in my loft for decades. And basically around about the same time, I came across this vocal that we'd recorded for one of the tracks on New Cleopatra, that it was a verse that had been discarded with Pete singing. So and one of the lines in the song was, "I had such fun at 21, I'm going to stay forever young." And I thought we could write a song around this vocal of Pete's. And that's what we did. And I wrote it with two friends of mine, Julian Gingell and Hannah Robinson. And yes, we've created this brand new track, which is kind of like a tribute to Dead or Alive, basically. And it features Pete singing.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense now. I wasn't sure if it was you and Pete's vocals on there, but it's just Pete.
Yes, it is, yeah. No, it's me and Pete, yeah.
Okay.
So basically, Pete sings those lines I just said, I had such fun at 21, I'm going to stay forever young. And we based a brand new song around those two lines. And so we wrote all the new lyrics, which I've sung, and then Pete comes in for those lines.
Gotcha. Well, why don't we go out with the listening to it? I love it. Let me see if it's queued up here. The name of the song, folks, it is Legends Forever Young, and it's by, do we just use Belvedere Kane, or are we going to use your name and Peter's name?
It's Belvedere Kane with Dead or Alive, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. You can get it anywhere, folks. It's available for digital downloads at all the major distribution sites. Barry, it's moved up here. It's number 6 this week on the Pride Top 10 Countdown. Moving up three big notches, sir. Congratulations.
Excellent.
Can you set us up for the song? Go ahead.
You want me to introduce it?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're about to hear it. It's Belvedere Kane with Dead or Alive, Legends Forever Young.
Love it. Thank you for joining us. Come back anytime you want, okay?
Okay, brilliant. Is that it? Okay, excellent.
Well, you can stay on if you want to talk more. Let's listen to your song for a little bit. We'll talk more. Stay clear. Go far on the obsession. You wanna live before you're done. Night creatures out making waves. I had such fun at 21. If it's a hell, it can't wait. I'm gonna stay forever young. Hey, hear what I'm saying. It's the 1 plus 1 when the freaks become. Reputation is a deal to make me stay forever young. Legends, everyone, legends here to come. I wanna be forever young. Legends, everyone, legends here to come. I wanna be forever young. Legends, everyone, legends here they come. Legends, legends, everyone. Put them on a pedestal. Now lick up every crumb. A life full of disgraceful. We don't forget the golden ones. Changes and kings in the eyes. I've such fun at 21. Who says we're all born to die? I'm gonna stand forever young. It's the 1 plus 1 when the dreams become gods. A reputation is a deal to make you stay forever young. Legends, legends here to come. I wanna be forever young. Legends, everyone, legends here to come. I wanna be forever young. Legends, everyone, legends, here they come. A penthouse to a back room, we play under midnight sun. Legends, everyone, legends, here they come. Technically, I'm a dream wreck, wanna be famous, gotta jump on. There's a deal to make. are listening to the House of Pride show with your host, Tweeka Turner, and our guest, I hope you're still with us, Barry Stone. Hello.
I'm here.
Fabulous. What a hooky tune. Is that a key of G, I want to say?
Don't ask me.
Yeah. Does it actually change keys when the hook comes in with...
Actually, yes, you are right. It does change key. And actually, with a lot of... like I said, this was kind of done. We wanted to invoke the spirit of Dead or Alive when we made this record. And many of the Dead or Alive hits, they actually, the chorus is a lower key than the rest of the song. So rather than most key changes you'll have in pop records, they go up, don't they? But with Dead or Alive ones, they actually went down. But it's just that shift that gives it a nice little... It just makes you feel good, doesn't it, when you hear that change. But yes, there's a key change in the chorus. Yeah,
well, it builds the energy, it pulls you in, I would say.
Yeah.
And because, for example, let's just listen quickly.
Watch out, here I come.
Long version. We're gonna wait forever for the hook. Where is it? Anyways, I wanted to play you Spin Me Like a Round Like a Record, because there's definitely elements of that in the new tune, Legends, I would say.
We tried to, you know, have the spirit of Dead or Alive in this record, and a lot of the same elements. Obviously, I was a massive Dead or Alive fan, and Julian, yes, who is my work partner, we've made many records together over the years, as Jewels and Stone, and also as we have a production team called The Alias. And so we both started at PWL, and Julian was also a big Dead or Alive fan, so we had great fun making this record.
I can tell that Loving Hands produced it, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is always the best kind of producer you want, for sure. And did you get... You got to hang out with Pete, you said earlier, right? You worked together at the building?
Yes.
Did you guys develop a good friendship, would you say?
We did, yeah. So, like I said, we made this album over the space of pretty much the off and on for a year. There were gaps, but we were making primarily for the Japanese market, because they were massive there. But, you know, over the years, this has become, like, you know, a lot of Dead or Alive fans, you know, it's up there as one of their favorite albums. And I actually made a podcast about making the album, which I released towards the end of last year, which was... also a real labor of love, because it was the 30th anniversary of Nuclear Patrick coming out. So I kind of chatted with a lot of the people who were around at that time. And Lynn, Pete's wife, was involved, which was great to have Lynn's memories of not only making the album, but we got to talk about some of the other history of the band in the podcast. And some of the band members joined me. And it was a really good thing to do. It was a lot of work, but I'm really pleased I did it. So anyone who's interested in Dead or Alive, who hasn't heard it already, should check it out. It's called Nuclear Patra, Making a Dead or Alive Album with Barry Stone.
Yeah, you got it. You heard it right here on House of Pride Radio. And, I can't believe it's been like 9 or 10 years since Pete passed away.
I know.
Yeah.
What
do you know what's going on with the band now? Do they still produce music?
Well, I mean, Steve sadly passed away as well. So, wow. So both Pete and Steve sadly died.
Wow.
So, yeah, but Steve's wife manages the estate, and she kindly obviously allowed me to put this recording out, and it was with the estate's blessing. And, you know, I'm sure there's other stuff in the vault somewhere, so, you know, there may be other things coming out in the future. But, awesome. Unfortunately, the both the key members have sadly passed away.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. You know, it was just amazing moment in time, I would say. It was had its
Pete was a one-off, and he sadly missed.
So this, you know, this song is just so hot. I mean, it hits all the right buttons. I love it. Number six.
Excellent.
Number six on our chart. How's it doing in the UK? Are you promoting it? Is it on, like, music chart or up front?
Well, I've become a TikTok person.
Oh,
and
yes.
And if you'd have told me a couple of months ago that I'd be doing what I've been doing on TikTok, I wouldn't have believed you. But it is actually getting the, you know, a lot of people are discovering the album through TikTok, which is, you know, it's pretty amazing, really, how it works. But I've been getting so many nice comments about the album in general. It's, you know, the album in total is quite nostalgic. Obviously, I was I'm a huge... It was made in the 90s. Basically, all the songs were written in the 90s. But because I grew up with 80s pop, it's very influenced by 80s pop music.
Of course.
So it has got quite a nostalgic feel to it, and I think a lot of people are liking that. There's a ballad on there called Sleeping Dogs, which is doing really well on TikTok. And a lot of people seem to be resonating with that one.
Okay.
So, I'm really pleased with how it's been received. And obviously, it was kind of hidden away for so many years. I'm just glad now it's seen the light of day and that people can enjoy the music. That was otherwise just sitting in a box in my loft.
I'm so glad you released it to the public, and you know, people are discovering it, and it's all good. I mean, we'll be playing it here on Housebred Radio, folks. If you haven't downloaded it yet, go download it. Legends Forever Young. That is Belvedere Kane with Dead or Alive. Can't get any better than that. Well,
thank you, Tweeka.
Yeah,
thank you for shining a light on the album.
Absolutely.
Well, and just in case anyone doesn't know, the album's called Such Trying Times.
Isn't that relevant?
Yeah.
And another UK star coming in at number five on our top 10 countdown, Mary, is the one and only the beautiful Ray with Where Is My Husband? But the dance remixes. Have you heard those?
Excellent.
Yeah. All right. Will you stay in touch with us and come back anytime you like, okay?
Thank you for having me. And have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
All right. Number five. Where is my husband?
Thank you, Sika.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Take care.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Would you believe me when I tell you you're the king of my dreams? Please don't deceive me when I hurt you. It just ain't the way you see.
Thank you. Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
What this world needs is a few more rednecks, so people ain't afraid to take a stand. What this world needs is a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. And we could use a little peace and satisfaction, so good people up front take the lead. A little less talk and a little more action, and a few more rednecks is what we need. I was raised on beans and cornbread, and I like my chicken fried. Yes, I drive a pickup truck, and I'm full of American pride. I keep a Bible on my table, I got a flag out on my lawn, and I don't believe in minding no one's business but my own. And I love them Rambo movies, I think they make a lot of sense. And it's a shame old John Wayne didn't live to run for president. And I don't care what nobody says, I don't trust old Gorbachev. And I don't know who turned him on, but it's time to turn him off. What this world needs is a few more rednecks, so people ain't afraid to take a stand. And what this world needs is a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. We can use a little peace and satisfaction, so good people up front take the lead. A little less talk and a little more action, and a few more rednecks is what we need. Now they're trying to take my guns away, and that would be just fine. If you take them away from the criminals first, I'll gladly give you mine. And I don't mind paying taxes, but it makes my temper itch when my hard-earned money goes to make some politician rich. What most people call a redneck, he ain't nothing but a working man. And he makes his living by the sweat of his brow and the calluses on his hands. Now you intellectuals may not like it, but there ain't nothing you can do, 'cause there's a whole lot more of us common folks than there ever will be of you. What this world needs is a few more rednecks, so people ain't afraid to take a stand. What this world needs is a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. We can use a little peace and satisfaction, so good people up front take the lead. Need a little less talk and a little more action, and a few more rednecks is what we need. That's what we need. And a few more rednecks is what we need.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
that caviar. Now my pockets are empty, I'm on the edge of bankrupt.
Cause it's always in the back, drinking our profits up. He's drinking up my profits, no money can I find. This drinking problem has almost made me lose my mind. Cause every time I want a drink, I have to call a truck. He's always in the back drinking our profits up. I went into the back one day to get a drink for me. Every bottle I came to was empty as could be. He sat in the corner just as drunk as a rat. When you got enemies, who needs friends like that? Drinking up my profits, no money can I find. This drinking problem has almost made me lose my mind. Cause every time I want a drink, I have to call a truck. It's always in the back drinking our profits up. Yeah, he's always back here. I tell you, he's about to put me in bankruptcy. I'm gonna get ready. Who needs a friend like him? God, when you got enemies, who needs a friend like him? He's drinking all the time.
I've sailed the deep oceans. I've been to strange ports. I've seen things you would never believe. And in all of the towns, at the pubs I have found, there's one thing that most men will agree. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Now a beer doesn't mind if you belch or you fart. A beer doesn't play hard to get. A beer doesn't think the Three Stooges are dumb. A beer's always ready and wet. Oh, beer is better than women. Oh, it is. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Well, a beer looks the same in the morning, and a beer that is frigid is best. It won't make you buy tampons when you go to the store, or ask how you like the new dress. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Well, a beer won't get mad if you come home real late, or make you put pants on to eat. Wanna try a new kind? Go ahead, it won't mind, cause a beer doesn't care if you cheat. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Still don't ask who I choose. Either way I would lose. Between beer and women, I think. Without beer I go nuts. And the ironic part, without women, there's no reason to drink. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Everybody! Oh, beer is better than women. I can't hear you, ladies. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Well, beer is better. Beer is better. Beer is better, they say.
Anyway, touch these fucking bags. I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
Yeah. The radio station most preferred by Sean Hayes.
We call the snake people to water the moon. Why count the day when you can count the light on a stone? The weight of a stone, the light on a stone.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
look at it, it's all blank. The face in the photograph, too dark for features. But the praying mantis, just so clear. Its forelegs fingering my hair. And it's there in focus on my shoulder. It teaches me my true name. It gives me this message. Do not strike the low chord, lest its vibrations awaken the halls of Maya. It instructs me on the ways when need be to hide. It wakens the serpent inside to throb, to burn. It pulls the arrow from my ear, and it whispers, whispers, whispers a last word, what seems the last vapors of a long dream, like Baraka wrote, like James Brown sings, whispers, please, please, please.
Okay, well, who's our next guest? Let's see.
The Melonettes.
Where are they? The Melowettes.
The Melowettes.
Here they are. Oh, I surprised them. They didn't know I was going to call.